Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
there you go right there. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And man, oh man, do we have a day for you here. We are kicking off the Solar Weekend here together on Solar Records Radio. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope things are good for you. My. It is it's extremely hot here. And it's just irritatingly. It is so hot. I'm like, is there anything else we can do? This is just way too much temperature for us here at Solar Records Radio. But we got to do what we got to do, right? And have a good time. So may God bless us and let's just do this here. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in today. We're going to have a great time today here on Solar Records Radio. Much love to all of our friends around the world. God bless you and thanks for being the best part of Solar Records Radio that we have here. Please tell a friend about Solar Records, if you will. That would be really nice just to let them know what we're doing here and what we're trying to do. And we're just trying to have a good time, right? And just share some memories and great old school music. Just have a good time. Really, bottom line is just like, can we just chill? Can we just relax and have a good time together? So that's what we're doing here at Solar Records Radio. Much love to everybody. And man, oh man, it has been really, really, really hot. And I'm telling you, I'm feeling like a freakazoid up in here. Oh, yes, it's been hot. But we're going to do what we got to do to get past this. I hope you guys are good and ready for the weekend. You're going to have a good time with your family and friends, I hope. And some of us, we are alone. And so we're going to do our home alone thing. And that's good, too. That is all good, too. We're going to just do what we got to do, whatever God puts us. In the situation we're in, we'll work through it, right? So let's just trust him. Let's give a shout out to my friend over here. How do you say her name? Yolanda? That's not Yolanda. But anyway, to my friend in Michigan, much love to you, sweetheart. I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Your name is all kind of, they can't figure it out. Anyway, just give a shout out to Tiffany. I want to give a shout out to Kathy. I want to give a shout out to Michelle. I want to give a shout out to Rodney. I want to give a shout out to Kevin. I want to give a shout out to Michael. And I want to give a shout out to Greg. I want to give a shout out to Linda. I want to give a shout out to Sugar Rainbow overseas. Much love. Always, you know, we want to make sure we give our shout outs and show the love and do us right here on Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you guys tuning in and hanging out with us today. So with that being said, we want to get funky. We want to get busy here on Solar Records Radio. Y'all good? Y'all good? Y'all ready to get going here? That song earlier by Shalamar, really, really good song. That was one of the songs that we did on the Throwaway album. And so the Throwaway album is really an album that was, it's unfortunate, but we had a lot of stuff that really did really well that was, they call the Throwaway album. It gets kind of weird, right? Kind of weird, like the Throwaway album, but it was, Dick Griffey was trying to move from one company to another company. And so it was just really sad because the company prior to that was really good. They really blessed us and really launched Solar into the atmosphere. And it was just a wonderful place to be. And but people come and start talking to you and telling you what they're going to do and how they can do it for you. And next thing you know, you end up doing things that maybe you shouldn't have done. But so be it. And so we learned our lesson. But anyway, so that was one of the songs from the Throwaway album. Also, there's plenty of other ones as well. And I'm going to keep you posted. I'll let you know. Also, I want to give you an update on Fred. Fred Lewis's funeral is next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in Los Angeles, California. And so Rest in peace, Fred. We love you, man. And thank you so much for blessing Solar with those hits you wrote for us and all the stuff you did for Lakeside. You were just an amazing part of that group and stuff. And so rest in peace, brother. We love you and we will miss you. And man, oh man, I tell you, it is something else. When you got to, it's sometimes it's just hard to say goodbye, right? Can we just say, no, you can't just say goodbye. It's hard sometimes. So, but with that being said, you know, we're going to remember you, Fred, and we love you here, and we appreciate everything that you've done for us. God bless you, man, and your legacy will live on. Thank God you have a legacy that you left, and so your family will continue to parade that for you on your behalf. God bless you. Rest in peace. All right, guys. So let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio.
you're not the only one.
This is what you're going to do. You're going to be in the game. You got to play it fair. You got to be right about the game.
Don't get caught with your drawers down. Acting like you're lucky to be around. Like you don't know the woman that you found. Leaving her alone while you roll around. In your legs. And while you're flexing. A player in the corner is checking. If she's left unprotected, disrespected, and just right for a little creep, yeah.
You're not the only one.
You're not the only one.
Who can make a holler, make her scream.
Don't
think you're the only one.
Cause a true player like me,
that's what it takes,
will give her all she needs,
the
and you'll be the lonely one. Yeah. Everything she knows about anything. When you made her the woman she is today, confident she won't go away.
Yes, you are.
But then he comes creeping, knowing all the time that you're sleeping. Start putting in the work that she's never felt. And now you've made a woman for someone else. You should know. You're not the only one.
Tony, I mean, you know the rules of the game. I mean, your bitch just chose me. Now we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangsters.
You ain't no pimp. Your rep is wrong.
You're gonna lose her.
Yeah, I think you're the only one. That is smooth. I mean, I just love it when these guys do it like that here on Solar Records Radio. I hope you guys are all good. We're having a good time here. I hope you are as well. And if you're not, you know, hey, just hang out with us a little bit more. We're going to try to just kind of try to rub you the right way. You know, we're going to try to do what we need to do to make you feel better. And we just pray that you do come around and that God does hear your prayer and that you are better off than you were from the beginning of the show. So God bless you and God keep you and keep you well. All right, guys. So listen, here we go. We're going to keep on going here on Solar Records Radio. We are having a good time here today. And so let's just do what we do here on Solar Records Radio.
Understand how to get the ladies in the palm of his hand. But he's still a knight, fight the hype, hard to excite the night. If you're not the right type, it's a round table, placing labels on a man who slick can start table. He's all just a black, riding horseback, giving all the fine ladies a heart attack.
worthy of my best. Hasta la vista, baby. Thank you.
Don't you just love it? Special occasion here on Soul Records Radio. Man, oh man. Hey guys, we are just we're halfway there. We are halfway there. We're like 10 minutes off. And so, but God bless you guys and thank y'all for hanging out with us. We got about another hour and 10. Oh yeah, we're gonna do this thing right here on Soul Records Radio. Hey Julianne, much love, sweetheart. Thank you for your comment on the song you enjoyed. The song, thank you so much. We that was a Dynasty song. Excuse me, that's a Dynasty song, and we really enjoyed recording that song, "Something to Remember Me By," and what a wonderful song. So thank you, sweetheart, for it. Yes, for sending the text message. That's so sweet. We hope you're good out there and you're enjoying the weather. I hope the weather is probably fluctuating, right? It's back and forth and back and forth and stuff. So let me see what's going on here. Who do we have here? Area code 909.
It's T. Meyer McCain.
T, my brother. Hi, T.
Hey, man.
It's so nice to hear your voice, man. You doing good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, doing really good, man.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Hey, man, so can you just, I know you got a lot on your plate, and it's, you know, so I want to ask you, can you just kind of share with the listeners about your relationship with Fred, how you guys got together and everything.
Yeah, you know, when Lakeside, when we first came out to California, we pretty much thought we were complete, you know, until we came across this group at Maverick's Flat called the Love Machine, all female group. And in their band, they had a guy playing percussions, you know, congas, timbales. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really liked him, right? And we all became good friends, you know. And right. He was about to leave and go, you know, and travel Europe for a while, because that's because the Love Machine stayed out of the country most of the time. So he was out of the country a lot. And he was about to go, but we, you know, we talked to him and let him know that we needed somebody, you know. He would be a good touch, and he was excited about that. And he didn't go out with them. Instead, he stayed and worked with us. So we scooped him on up. That's pretty much, in other words, we stole him from the Love Machine.
So, just for those who may not know, this is T. Myron McCain. He is one of the lead singers from Lakeside previously. Now he is a minister in the Word and stuff, and so praise God for that. And so he is sharing the story about Fred Lewis and how he became a part of Lakeside. And so they stole him. The pastor
yeah.
just said
he didn't, we really didn't realize just how much a blessing Fred was going to be for the group, because he actually put us on the map. He wrote our first hit, All the Way Live.
Right.
And from that point on, you know, we were, that was it, you know, with Lakeside.
Right.
And then he came back, he wrote a few more songs. He wrote a song called Pull My Strings, and it stayed on the chart. One of my favorite songs that he wrote was, it was called On the Floor.
Oh, wow, On the Floor.
It was, yeah, it was nice. You know, he always came up with some good, you know, with some good beats and good tracks, you know.
Right.
You know, and it's funny how Fred would write his songs. He'd have a piece here, a piece there, you know, and then he'd try to sing it.
Yes.
And show it to us, you know, and then we had to kind of put the Lakeside touch to it and put it together. And then came up with those songs.
Wow.
You know,
also Fred passed away, just for those who may not know it, he was a percussionist, keyboard player, songwriter for Lakeside. Go ahead and finish now.
And as far as his special interest, Fred loved karate. He was a pretty good boxer too, because me and we used to box a lot and sparring and all of that, you know. But he was really into karate. This dude had more karate movies before they came out. They would still be, you know, before they came to the United States. He would have about every karate movie made. I mean, really, he knew a lot of these people before they made it famous in the United States. I mean, you know, he used to tell me about Jet Li, Jackie Chan, and a lot of the others, you know. You know, of course, Bruce Lee, you know, but, you know, but he had a lot of people that he liked, you know, that he would tell me about. But before he started getting these movies, Fred and I used to go and watch karate movies, you know, at the drive-in. We would go and just, you know, and study the moves, because we were going to make a little film, you know, him and myself. You know, we were going to make a little karate film. So we would go to these karate movies, you know, and kind of study it. Then he started getting them here. I don't know how he got them, but he started getting them from out of the country, and they would come before they even hit the country. He would have them. So he had a great interest, you know, in that, you know. He was really into the martial arts. And, you know, he, as a personality, he was a little jokester. He he had his little sense of humor. That was real funny, you know. And, you know, but you'd have to know Fred. You know, even if I told you about it, it wouldn't really be funny to you. You would just have to know who Fred is, you know. But on stage, he was a very a master performer. He had it when he had time. When we gave him a solo, he would really kill it, you know. And then as he would do his solos, everybody would holler, Timbales, Timbales, because that was the name that we knew, you know. When we first met him, they called him Timbales, you know, so that's what we called him. Then, of course, we realized his name was Fred Lewis. As a matter of fact, Fred Erskine Lewis, and I used to tease him about his middle name, Erskine. But then he started being Fred Timbale Lewis, and then of course he became Big Fred. So,
wow.
And everybody kind of knew him as Big Fred because we had a little Fred in the group, and so he was Big Fred.
Wow, that is that's amazing, man. This, you know, the story behind the artists and stuff, and you know, you guys have been together for how long were you guys together before he got sick?
You're telling our age now.
Sorry. Okay, so but it's been a long time.
It's been years.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys started this group out in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, right?
Yeah, Dayton, Ohio. Yeah.
And so when you guys brought Fred in, were you guys in Dayton, Ohio then as well?
No, we were living out here in California.
Oh wow!
By that time, we scooped Fred up while we were here in California.
That is interesting because you guys were more of, when I talked to Steve Shockley about it, and Steve Shockley said that, you know, that you guys are more of a, you know, a singing group as opposed to a funk group. And so, but you, when you needed Steve, did you know at that point that you wanted to be a funk group?
Well, Steve was in the beginning with me. It was between, Mark Wood, Norman Bieber, Steve Shockley, and myself. We were actually the inner nucleus of the group. We were the main focus. So we knew that we were a singing group, and we was looking for Steve to help us find a band, you know. But at the time, Stevie was performing. He was about 13. He was performing with full-grown musicians at a nightclub in Lima, Ohio, and he was the music director, and somehow he got us on the show. So we got on the show. At that time, it was Mark, this guy named Brian Mulberry, and Tony White, and myself. Excuse me, and the three of us. The four of us, and we would, we would sing, and we would open up for the Monterey's. So we would come out first and sing, but the Monterey's would back us up. And then, after we finished our show, then the Monterey, no, I'll take that back. The Monterey's would do their set, and then they would introduce us, and we would come out and do our thing, but the Monterey's would still back us up. The band, and we used to tear the place up, you know. I mean, we tore it down, man. You know, so that band was a great band, you know. And then we were, you know, we were polished, you know. And we were a bunch of showmen, and we really tore it down. And then after a while, the Monterey's wanted to take the whole show on the road, but we were still in high school. So we couldn't go, so we got fired. They fired us.
What? They fired you guys?
Yeah, because they wanted to go on the road, and they fired us. So we said, okay, we'll just form a band, you know. Well, previously I had been just kind of messing around with a group of musicians, and Norman Beavers and his brother Vincent, they were a part of this other band, and I remember going over their house and kind of singing and just messing around with them, and then somehow we kind of lost touch. And then the next thing I know, Stevie calls us up and called me up and said, "Man, I got a band." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, bring them over." And then they came over to my house, and lo and behold, it was Norman and Vincent. I said, "I know these guys, you know." So it was like a reunion, you know.
Right.
And,
right.
And so we got together and started making music, but we needed a drummer. And it took us a while, but we finally eventually found a drummer, and that was Terry Williams. And and so it was the four of us, and Norman's mother, I mean, it was eight of us at that point, you know, and Norman's
right, right.
mother used to be our manager, and she had us working, too. It was working
oh,
all
wow.
over the place, you know, doing little things at the mall and stuff like that, you know, and then she...
Yeah, but it was weird.
That the nightclub, you know, when you were young like that, you did nightclubs, you know.
Right, right. Absolutely.
You had to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we started
that was
doing
it.
Yeah, and then, and time went on. So much that happened, I couldn't tell everything, because at one point we were going to be with Kurtom Records. That was the record label with a guy named Eddie Thomas and Curtis Mayfield in Chicago. And that didn't pan out too good. And then we were going to be with Otis Williams and Melvin Franklin. They wanted to produce us and get some things happening in Detroit. So we did a few things in Detroit. But that didn't pan out either, you know. And the manager that we had that kind of was hooking us up with all of this, we had to eventually fire him. So after things just wasn't going right, we said, "Hey, we're going to head on out, man." And before that, Tony and Brian quit the group. And I was upset about that, because we were real good friends as well as, you know, singing partners. You know, we were really good friends. We hung out every day. But they quit the group, so we had to replace them. And so we replaced them with Mark Wood's sister, Shirley. And...
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Shelby. And I was happy about Thomas Shelby. I was happy about both of them because Mark's sister could sing really good.
Mm.
Thomas Shelby, you know, he was very popular in Dayton. He was a good dancer. So we said, okay, well, good. He'll take care of our choreography and all of that. You know, that's what I'm thinking, right? So we started doing our rehearsals and coming together, and I said, "Well, Tommy, come on up with some steps, man. What are we going to do?" And he was like, "Well, I don't know. T-Mar, come on, let's work on this and work on that." So, "No, you do it." You know, I didn't really want to do any choreography, right? But he
right.
kept pulling me into it, and next thing I know, both of us was doing it. And then both of us was doing it, and then, you know, we just became a team as far as being the choreographers for the group. And then we started gigging, as you know, like I said, we was working this place and that place. We became pretty popular in Dayton because we had a girl in the group, and the girl was stepping just as hard as we were, you know, and singing. So we got really popular, but eventually she left the group because she wanted to continue. She was much older than us, so she wanted to continue her education. She was already in college, and so she left the group, and we had to replace her, so we got Ricky Abernathy. And so we went
wow.
through a lot of changes before
Y'all
we became
did.
The group that everybody knows, you know.
Right,
and
right.
we did a few things, yeah, with Ricky in the group. We continued to do our gigs and all of that. And then eventually Ricky left the group when we were in Canada. He left the group. And when he left, we had to replace him, and we replaced him with Otis Stokes.
Wow.
And Otis being from Dayton, that was an easy, you know, it was an easy fit. Because, and, you know, we already knew Otis. I really knew his brother, but anyway, he got in the group, and everything was really coming together really good. The harmony blend was there, and I love that. you know, Otis could dance, and he was used to stepping because we called it stepping. You know, he was used to stepping because, you know, he was in some of the rival groups, you know, in Dayton, Ohio. So we knew we had somebody that could, you know, that could do the job, and he did. He fit perfectly. And then after that, we thought we were a complete unit, and then Terry left the group. Terry left the group. We had to replace him. He was our drummer. We had to replace him, and we replaced him with Little Fred.
Wow. And you guys were in California then.
Yeah, by that time, we were in California. As a matter of fact, when we came to California, in a van with a mattress and all of our equipment. And we came to California. And it wasn't just the eight musicians. It was also, we had a few other guys, like about two or three other guys. Our roadies, about two roadies, and then another guy was our MC, and all of us. So it was about 11 people, actually, all together, piled up in this van with a mattress and all of our equipment. And of course, you know, we got stopped many times on the road by the highway patrol and all of that. You know, that's a whole nother story. But
and
anyway.
You send Tommy Shelby out to take care of that.
Oh, yeah, we would stick Thomas Shelby on that because he was a people person, and Tommy had a personality, man.
Right.
You know, we were stopped by this highway patrolman, you know, and he just didn't take no mess. And we said, Tommy, you go out and talk to him, man. And so Tommy went out, and he talked to the guy, and we was just sitting there waiting because we didn't know what they were going to do, you know. And next thing I knew, somebody looked back and said, I don't believe this. So we kind of looked back, and we saw Tommy posing with his arms around the police officer, and they were taking pictures. Somebody took their picture, you know. And the guy let all of us go. Now, that was unheard of for him to let all of us go with all of that equipment in that van and all of that.
That is amazing.
So now, this happened more than once. This happened quite often where we had to have Tommy talk to the highway patrol. But anyway, each time they would let us go.
That's amazing.
So when he got back in the car, we were so amazed, man. We just gave him a round of applause, you know. The whole group just started clapping, you know, as soon as he came in. So, you know, that was one thing. But we pretty much, after we got Little Fred, we thought, okay, this is it. But even actually before Little Fred, Vincent, Norman's brother, who played bass, he left the group. And we had to find a bass player, and that's when we found Marvin. And Marvin came, and he fit in. He's from Ohio. He was from Dayton. So he fit in also. So now at that point, we thought we were pretty much complete, and that's when we discovered Fred Lewis.
Wow.
And,
how do we scoop him up,
and then we
became from Ohio?
No, Fred is from Los Angeles.
Okay, all right, and the drummer, Fred Alexander,
Little Fred is from
Texas.
Yeah, from Dallas, Texas.
So it didn't really matter as much if you were from Ohio. It was just nice that you were from there, but. It wasn't like you have to be from Ohio to be in a group.
No.
Right.
You didn't have to be because if we would have found, any other good musicians, you know, if once somebody left, any other good musician, we would have scooped them up, you know, if they were good.
Right. Well, that's what you did.
Both Freds was from somewhere else. Little Fred from Dallas, Texas, and Big Fred from Los Angeles.
Wow. Well, is there anything that you could, you know, share with us? I know that you are going to be doing the hosting the funeral? Is that what it's called?
Officiating.
Okay. So you'll be doing that, and so. Is there anything that you might could share with the listeners about him before we let you go? I mean, is there anything that comes to mind about him? And, you know, I saw the him get his gold and platinum record and stuff, and his daughter videotaped it. And so I posted it, and it's just beautiful watching him break down like that, because it was like when he saw that, he knew that, you know, that these were my accomplishments. And that was amazing. That was beautiful to see him get emotional like that.
Yeah, you know, with Fred, Lakeside was pretty much his life. I mean, he loved the group. Even his wife Mary, both of them really loved the group, you know. And both of them have passed now, you know. But Lakeside was his group, and I saw that too, that video, because we had gotten together, and decided to get this plaque. You know, we were all going to get a plaque, and we said, well, we have to give Fred a plaque as well, you know. And it was like, okay, we'll do that too. Of course, we're going to get Fred, you know, one. So we got it, and it took a while for it to get to him, you know. But then when it finally did, Carla filmed it, and it was really beautiful, you know. And when as soon as he saw it, and they opened it up before it was really completely opened, when he saw it, he just started crying. And man, that touched all of our hearts. And they were playing Fantastic Voyage, you know, on the video when she filmed it, and it was just something to behold, you know. Fred was a big teddy bear. You know, you made him mad, we called him a German Shepherd, because he would bark vroom, 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 when he'd be arguing. But deep inside, he was a big teddy bear, man,
yeah.
You know. And and I really enjoyed our time when we used to just box with each other and spar, and then we get on stage and make music, you know, and just a beautiful, beautiful time. He's going to be missed, but, you know, he left some good things. He left a song, our first hit, All the Way Live, that he wrote. Was on movies. It was being played in every radio station pretty much all over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just a really big hit for us. And it stayed on the charts. You know, we almost made it. We didn't actually make it to number one on the charts because of one song on the soul charts, because of one song, Busting Loose. I don't know if you remember when that song came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Busting Loose.
I feel
that
like
song stayed at, yeah, that song stayed at number one, and we were at number two, and if they were out of the way, we would have made number one, right?
Oh,
but that
man.
Song wouldn't move, man. And I was
it
like,
wouldn't
gosh.
Move.
It wouldn't move, but we stayed at number two for a while. You know, and Pull My Strings, when we released that one just would not leave the charts. You know, it was on there for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It was always on the charts. You know, and usually when the songs hit the charts, they're there for a while and then they leave, right?
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
Pull My Strings just would not leave.
You know, so, and you know, I tell the listeners all the time, after listening to like on my Throwback Thursdays shows, I'll play Ring My Bell, and then I play Pull My String. I said, this is their answer to Ring My Bell. I really couldn't believe that she came and then she left. She just came and left. She hit really hard, and then now I'm just going to teach. Like, what? How does this happen, right? And it happens very rarely that an artist would come out and explode to number one, just sitting there riding it, and then but won't do anything to promote it.
Yeah.
She just went back to school and teaching, and I mean that's where her passion was, and so you had to give that to her. But it's just strange.
Yeah.
But you know, Pull My String was the answer to that, and it was just so good. It was like It was perfect, man. So, but anyway, man, thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, just, you know, taking the time out and sharing your thoughts and yeah, your brother, man, is he's with our Heavenly Father now. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for allowing me or giving me the chance to talk about Fred. It's always good memories with him, so I thank you for that.
Is there anything in closing that you would like to say about him? And is there anything else you would like to say, or did we hit it all?
I think we pretty much hit it all. Other guys in the group would probably have some other stories, you know, Fred. But as far as my, you know, my chapter, I think we pretty much covered it all. You know, just a special prayer that goes out for his family, you know, and for Lakeside too, because they, you know, the group is really pretty hurt. Even though, you know, Fred had been sick for a long time, it's still kind of painful, you know. So,
was he out of the group before you left the group, or was that after you left the group?
No, it was after I left.
Okay.
He was still there, yeah.
Okay. All right, man. Well, we're gonna play his song, Pull My String. And I've been playing It's All The Way Live for the longest, so I'm going to go to Pull My String now that I heard that story. I'm going to play that one. So, but much love to you, and God bless you guys. And I don't think I'm going to be there. If I am there, I'll come give you a hug.
Okay. All righty. Sounds
10
good.
10 o'clock, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, God bless
all
you.
Right.
I'm all the way here in Texas, so just trying to get everything.
Yeah, I know.
So, but anyway, take care, man, and God bless you, and thanks for everything that you do here at Solar Records Radio as well. We appreciate you.
Oh, amen. Our pleasure, man. Our pleasure.
Oh, man.
And God bless you. Keep up the good work, Ward.
All right, bro. Tell the wife, hey, for me, please, and your daughter.
I sure will.
All right, man.
And tell yours also that we said, hey, we give our blessings.
Okay. All right, cool beans. All right, guys. We're going. Here we go. We'll talk to you later.
All righty.
All right.
Really wanna see me do my thing.
This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and we are getting, woo, we are getting near close to the time here on Solar Records Radio. And so we got 25 minutes left. So we're going to keep on jamming for you guys. I hope you are good. Everything's well. And again, shout outs to my friends, man. Thank you guys for liking the page and sending messages and calling in, and that was really cool. T. Meyer, you know, he's going to they asked him to do the ceremony for Fred's funeral from Lakeside, and so he's going to be doing that, and it's just an amazing gift that God has given T. Meyer. He has a heart that is just so wonderful, and we're so grateful that he is a part of Solar Records Radio. He does his shows every Monday and every Wednesday here on Solar Records Radio. So tune in and listen to him share his ministry. His words are powerful, and he's just been a very good blessing to us here at Solar Records Radio. And but also, you know, I met him, and I got really close to him when we were on the road in 1980, the end of 80 or the beginning of 81, I forgot. But we went on the road with them, and our bus broke down, so we had to ride with them for a couple of weeks. And that was just an amazing opportunity for me to get to know T. Meyer. And he, you know, I thought he was going to sit there and talk to me about, you know, how to get the girls. And he was sitting there telling me, you know, how to fall in love with Jesus. And it was just amazing. It was beautiful. And all these years later, you know, I was like, I remember that. And I was like, we need to work together. I need somehow get you involved in what I'm doing. And so he did come, him and his wife and, you know, and his daughter, and they do their shows and stuff here on Solar Records Radio. And I'm so grateful that God has blessed me with him and blessed us with him and his family. So God bless you guys. Thank you again for just being who you are. Thank you so much. All right, guys. So with that being said, just when I thought it was over, you know, this song is just so beautiful to me. It's a song by the Silvers, and, you know, we had a great time working with the Silvers throughout the whole project, the whole Solar time. We wrote and produced and did things together, and it was just a great, great opportunity and stuff. But this here song was a song that they did prior to Solar, and so let's take a listen to it from the Silvers on Solar Records Radio. I wish I could sing. I really do. I do. I do. Anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and we are up and out of here for the day. I hope you guys had a great time. We want to thank T. Meyer for calling in and sharing his story with us. And, oh, man, that was just very, very heartfelt. So thank you, T. Meyer. We appreciate you very much, man. God bless you. Tomorrow tune in at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then we have Solar Wants to Dance, but we also have on Sunday we have a special show, so just tune in, and at 3 o'clock, that's at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, guys, and we appreciate you. Have a blessed and beautiful, wonderful rest of your weekend. Well, this is the beginning of it, right? So just enjoy yourself and just have a good time. And thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio, where we really appreciate you guys and enjoy just hanging out with you guys. Also, I want to make sure that I say, you know, rest in peace to Fred Lewis. God bless you, man. And thank you for all the wonderful things that you've done for all of us at Solar. We do appreciate you and love you, man. And God bless you. And now you're with your wife. Rest in peace with your wife. And take care of yourself, man. And, oh, man, we'll see you when we see you. And you take care, man. God bless you all. All right, guys, so here we are on Solar Records Radio again, and we are going to shut it down. Is there anything else anybody else had to say? Anything? Anybody? Hello? Anybody? Okay. All right. So y'all good. Y'all good. Then. All right, guys, well, God bless you all. We appreciate you here at Solar Records Radio. Good night, and God bless. Take care. We're leaving you with the star, the night star.